We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink Blue and Light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and with week five of football in the books, it's time to get ready for week six. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week six, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook, it's giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. You heard that right. Up to $1,000 sign-up bonus. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We are doing our series of season previews with everybody. Quarter number two, we got from Ross his prediction for the season and his bold prediction. He had Penn State beating Ohio State, losing another game, but winning the Big Ten championship. I'm going to be curious to see what these guys have as their season predictions and bold prediction. But first, our Ask Ross winner was Joe from Long Island. Joe, I'll be getting in contact with you to see about your Labatt blue shirt. So, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, guys, last week of the offseason, it's season preview time. Bob, I'm going to start with you and the offense.
Okay.
The offseason news was a new offensive coordinator, a couple new coaches, and lack of experience at the wide receiver position. How do you see this offense playing out this season?
Boy, I think that, you know, most years, the lack of a proven wideout would bite this team in the backside for sure. But I just really like that offensive line that they have and their ability to run the ball. It surfaced late last season before Kirk Shiraka got there. They were able to run on everyone, including Ohio State in that second half when Sean Clifford wasn't in the game. I think where that's going to come into play is, you know, there's going to be some games on this schedule where the game's going to hang in the balance in the fourth quarter. And I think it might even happen in week one. But I think that Penn State, you know, they showed signs of becoming a good formatted offense last year. I think they're going to be even better at that this year with, you know, with that offensive line, with that stable of running backs, with a veteran quarterback who maybe can check in and check out of the right or wrong play, and also Pat Freiermuth if they have to throw to somebody. Yeah, they're not exactly stacked at wide out. A couple guys will emerge. But to me, when you talk about the offense, one of the things I'm going to be watching for, because I think it is important, is Sean Clifford has to stay healthy. And I'm going to watch how Kirk Shiraka limits him in the running game. If he's going to carry the ball, you know, 115 times a game, well, he won't carry it that much because they only play eight games. But if he's going to carry the ball 10 to 12 times a game, it's going to catch up to him down the stretch. I want to see what Kirk does to kind of limit him in the running game and maybe just give him a couple carries, because I think it's important as the season plays out.
Well, we're talking about the offense, Andy, and I will not let this go by without you commenting on the wide receivers.
Well, you're not going to let me talk about the other stuff too, but yeah, so I'll say I think what you've been able to count on, even though they have a new coordinator with the players and skill positions, the stability at quarterback, you could pretty much count on this offense pretty much every week to put something in the 30 plus range on the board, right? It was pretty consistent and you could count on that. I still think they're close, but I'm not sure if the deficit they have at the wide receiver position, even though there's plenty of help around them, I'm not sure if that offense can be counted on at that quite at that level until it's seen, right? I got to see it with this deficit at wide receiver and see what it looks like. But I mean, when you got 149 combined plays from your top six guys on your offensive line, that is a huge strength. And you have three running backs, two of them that we know are proven, one that's an unproven young talent, and a quarterback itching to be better. There is the potential for it to be the exact same 30-plus point a game Penn State offense that their fans have become used to. But I think there's a lot of elements in place. If the one can just not be a huge drag on the ticket because you have that stud at tight end who's an All-American, I think they can still be that offense. It is going to be a very exciting offense to watch. It might not be exciting in the same way you're used to, though. Bob's right.
As a fan, I could tell you, I was pretty excited about seeing that running game against Memphis last year with Journey Brown running like crazy. That's plenty exciting for me. All right, let's go to the other side of the ball, and this time I'll start with you, Andy. A lot of players coming back, but a new defensive line coach, and one big player not coming back in Micah Parson. What are you looking for on defense?
So the defense, the defensive line is intriguing to me, right? Like when I looked at Penn State and you said break down their 2020 team, I said strength and weaknesses. So I have defensive tackle as a weakness in my mind because I think beyond Antonio Shelton and PJ Mustafa, it's very young, very thin, and very inexperienced and very much unknown. And those two guys can't be playing 50-plus snaps a game, right? We know that. So that is a weakness and a concern, and it's not the two guys that are starting. The biggest upside on this entire team, in my opinion, is the defensive ends. Shaka Toney, Jason Owe, Adisa Isaac, and I throw in Shane Simmons. Those are their four guys. The potential at that position is absolutely through the roof. So the new coach and everything is going to matter. Another weakness, this might surprise you, Bob, I think the linebacker is a weakness. When you lose an All-American like Micah Parsons, I couch that a little bit. It is a weakness in my mind preseason, but it has the potential to say maybe after like 8 or 10 quarters to be like no problem at all. You only got a snapshot of Brandon Smith. You haven't seen Lance Dixon. Brandon Smith is going to be very good. You're looking at Ellis Brooks and Jesse Luketa, who are really good linebackers, but are they carry the load type guys? A lot of questions for me at linebackers, not a lack of talent.
Bob, I'll tell you what, you know, Andy brought up a few points there I'd like you to respond to, but also part of this is I have my concern about there seems to be a lot of experience at the defensive back position, but last year we saw way too many big plays go on against them.
Yeah, that's by far my biggest concern, Jim. If you think about it, the majority of the game, that's you're going to see, you know, at least five defensive backs on the field, right? Like there's going to be times when there's only two linebackers. There might even be times when there's only three defensive linemen. But in this day and age, you're going to have on the majority of the snaps, you're going to see them. It's going to be defensive backs. There's going to be at least five on the field. So, you know, they just weren't good down the stretch of the 2019 season. They have the athletes. It's not that, that's not the question. It was coverage busts and it was not being able to consistently make plays on the ball when the ball was in the air, contested catches, that was a problem. So I think that is the number one issue for me going into the season. I'm excited about the second year corners. I'm very excited to see Joey Porter make his debut. A healthy Tariq Castro Fields will help that. But you can be a really good athlete, but if you don't have awareness and you don't have experience and you don't know what the coverage is, it really doesn't matter. I think it's the toughest position to play by far, corner. On the defense and maybe in all of other than quarterback in all of college football. And I think that until they can consistently make some plays, get some turnovers, knock some passes down, I'm going to have some reservations about this group because it is a young group once you really look at it.
All right. Before we get to our prediction, well, go ahead, Andy.
Field, as you saw it play out last year, is the biggest concern I have about this team that I absolutely have no concern about going forward. And I can't, you know, it is because they have an abundance of choices to try and fix what ailed them. And you don't often have that. They have, you know, four cornerbacks. They have two safeties and that are going to be better because they're going to have another year's of experience and they're going to be a little smarter and wiser. I just think it's a concern. Bob's 100% right, but it's the one I'm not concerned about.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Real quick, before we get to our season predictions, Bob, what is the key to a successful season, if you could put it on one item?
I'll tell you right now what the key to this is. It's going to be about how they play in the Ohio State game. Yeah, they can't look past Indiana. The absolute key to the season for me is, can they limit Justin Fields' ability to make plays with his legs in week two? That's the whole key to that game. If he plays like he did last year, they're not even – no matter where the game is, no matter with or without Micah, that's the key. They have to figure out a way to stop him with his legs.
Andy?
Sean Clifford being the most valuable player for Penn State. Plain and simple.
All right. Those are two good items there. And finally, everyone's been waiting for this moment. We're going to make them wait one more minute for Andy's predictions. Bob, I'll let you go first. Season record and bold prediction.
Yeah, so they're going to have their hands full against Indiana, but I still see them at 7-1. Ohio State loss, they're going to win at Michigan this year, and I think that is significant. If the loss to Ohio State is close, they're absolutely in the national playoff chase the way seasons have played out. My bold prediction is by the end of the year, the best defensive end on the Penn State team will be Adisa Isaac.
Ooh,
good one.
I like that one. That is a bold one. That's what you're going to have to live up to, Andy. Go ahead.
All right. My prediction is 6-2. I think they lose two of the three among Indiana, Ohio State, and Michigan. I think Indiana is a very tough opener. It could be that they beat Ohio State, but that's a game you shouldn't win that you do win. I think they lose one game because the other team is just simply better that day. And then James has kind of had a under him. They lose a game they shouldn't. So I'm going to give them that lose the game they shouldn't. And I'm going to say that my bold prediction. Okay. Do I really, I'm like under the gun here. My bold prediction is that two Penn State running backs, two of them, each post 800 plus total yards from scrimmage this season. Two of them. That is the best pass to success I see for the offense. So I'm going to predict two of them.
That is a bold prediction, Andy. I'll tell you what, especially if they play all three of the backs, for two of them to reach that milestone would be very interesting. All right, that's it for today's show. Remember, next week we actually get a football game to talk about. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN at sign-up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.